Chapter 1. Past, Present, Future.
"That's really a camera?"
Lionel asked. Nancy could see the skeptical look in his face. Skeptical was a new favorite word of hers. It meant a person doubted whether something was true.
"Yep, it belonged to my mom,"
Mr. Dudney said.
50 years ago, Polaroid cameras like this one were high-tech. They let people take photos in a brand new way."
Nancy's teacher was holding up a silver and black box so everyone in room 3D could see it. The front of the camera pulled out like an accordion, with a large round lens on the end.
"You put in the film, snapped the picture, and out popped a piece of paper. In about a minute, you'd see the picture appear on the paper."
"Oh, that sounds like magic," Clara said. "Can you show how it works?"
"Unfortunately, no. The kind of film you need is hard to find and pretty expensive now. But I have some Polaroid pictures taken with this camera."
Mr. D passed around a bunch of small, square photos. The colors in all of them were very faded.
"My mother is the girl in the tie-dye t-shirt."
"Mr. D, your mom and friends were hippies?"
Nancy said. She and Bree were looking at photos of a boy with hair down to his shoulders, and another of two girls with their arms around each other, one in a floppy hat and blue granny glasses, and the other wearing lots of love beads and a necklace with a peace sign. Grace sat twirling her pencil and looking bored.
"I don't see what's so great. Now you can take photos with a phone and see them in a second. You don't even need a camera."
"Well, Grace, that's the point I'm about to make. A long time ago, this camera was brand new and cool. Now it's something from the past."
Mr. Dudney took out his cell phone from his pocket.
"I bet 50 years from now, third graders will look at this and say, 'That thing's really a phone?'"
Nancy mulled over Mr. D's words, which meant she was thinking about them really hard. Once, the past hadn't been the past. It had been just like this very moment, sitting in her classroom. The present. And in the future, the very moment would turn into the past. Nancy blinked and shook her head. All this mulling was making her brain feel twisted up like a pretzel.